I always said when I was a child growing up, I'd go to the parade, you know, and the VFW and the American Legion, and how proud they were marching. I said, well, if there's a war, I'm going to go. And at Tarawa, I was in there, an invasion, and I don't know how many days, or I think it was about 10 days, and I got in trouble, and I went in a coma. And somebody said they had me in the pile with the deceased, you know, people that were killed. And somebody seen my hand move, and they took me out and took me to New Caledonia, another island where we had a hospital. And I come out of it, and I couldn't walk, and they was going to send me to New Zealand for recuperating. And somebody said, well, the Saratoga's in town, said it's a huge aircraft carrier, and said, wonder what they got. Well, of course, they had a first-class hospital on there. Well, that's where I went. The war was won by red-blooded Americans that wanted this country free and all the good assets of life that we were accustomed to. I tell you, it's never leaves you, honey. It's there. I have bad dreams. When I first got married, I bloodied my wife's nose twice. She punched me. And man, I come out of it. She learned to holler. She learned fast. But you know, I was just instinct. I was still on guard, and I still am.